V'hamar loitlosam. We saw this. V'hamar loitlosam of Leshev Amar. Ah, you're not saying three, and you're not saying seven. Because the Kashri, you're saying four. Omle answered back, Ivram. Then Yom Hashvi Leshesh Shemayam Asim Miyein Chasim Hi. That's not really called the fourth Havdalah. Really, I'm only saying three Havdalahs. So the fourth one is a new thing. You have to have Miyein Chasima before you make the Chasima. As he said, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lachor, that's one. Ben Oro Lachoshech, that's two. Ben Yisro Lamim, that's three. So those are three Havdalahs, he said. Then at the end, he said, like we say, Ben Yom Hashvi Leshesh Shemayam Asim, that's not a fourth Havdalah. That's just that near the Chasima, you should have Miyein Chasima. Yom Rav Yudom Hashmuel, Hamavdu, when you make Havdalah, Tzorach Shiyoyma Me'ein Chasima Samach L'Chasimosein. Before you went off, like we're saying, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choyol, you have to say something also like that. So that's what he said. Ben Yisro Lamin, Ben Yom Hashvi L'Sheshe Shemei Amaseh, that's like Ben Kodesh L'Choyol. So this last one of Ben Yom Hashvi L'Sheshe Shemei Amaseh, it's not a real Havdalah. That's only should be like the Chasima. But really, the Havdalah, he said, was the least amount, three, so it's all right. Pumbadisoi, Amri, and Pumbadisa, they used to say, Miyein Psichosan. You have to, Samach Lechsimosan. Right before you end the bracha, you have to say something like you started off. For the Gemara Ben Mai Benayu, what's the difference? Because here, when you're saying, Ben Yom Hashvi Lesheshe Shmei Amaseh, that's both. That's like the Chasima, it's like the beginning. Because the beginning we say Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechol. That's the beginning of Havdalah. And the last bracha we also say Bracha Toshem Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechol. So what's the difference if it has to be something like the beginning or something like the Chasima? It's the exact same thing. So what's the difference between we have Yudom Hashmuel and Pumbadisa? So Moran says Ikabenayu Yomtiv Shechal Liyos Achra Shabbos Nafkemina when Moitzoy Shabbos is the Yomtiv. Then the Chasmina ben Kodesh Lechodesh. When Moitzoy Shabbos is the Yom Tov, the Avdolu we end off, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdu Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. That's enough Gemina. Man the Yom Miein Tzichoson Somach LeChasimoson. According to Pumbadisoi, that they hold that right before you end the Avdolu, you have to say something like you started out. Is Menoloi Boy LeMemu? You would not have to say Ben Kedusha Shabbos LeKedushas Yom Tov Hivdalto. You would not have to say this right before the end, because you don't have to end off something not like the last bracha. You have to end off something like the beginning. So since the beginning is Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechoyom, so then it's enough to end off also, and not to say this last part of the bracha. It's a boy in the man. You don't have to say ben Kedusha. You do not have to end off with this. But according to Yudah Mashmuel, that the man diyoma miyein chasimoson somach lechasimoson, right before you end Havdalah, you have to say something like the last bracha is, then boy lemeimam, then kedusha Shabbos lekedusha Yom Tov Hivdalta. You would have to say this part right before the end of the Havdalah, because on Moitzoy Shabbos at the Yom Tov we end off bracha to Hashem Amavdu ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So right before that also you have to say something about ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So you'll also have to say this last memory of kedusha Shabbos lekedusha Yom Tov Hivdalta. You would have to say it, but according to Pumbadisa, you would not have to say it. Here's what we're holding now. Ma gufa. Omar Rabbi Lozer, Omar Rabbi Ishiya. Ha poiches lo yivches misholish. When you make an Havdalah, regular Mitzvah Shabbos, you should never say less than these three different Havdalahs. Like we always say, you have to at least say Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechol, that's one Havdalah, ben Or Lechoshech, ben Yisro Lawamim. At least these three things you have to say. The Hamoisiv, if somebody wants to say more than this, lo yosef al sheva. The most you have to say is seven Havdalahs. That's the most you can say. That's what he said. For the Gemara Meisra, I have a kash on you. Oimer is a seftin brachas that says, Oimer Havdalahs b'moitzoy Shabbosis. We make Havdalah on a regular Moitzoy Shabbos. Over Moitzoy Yomim Tovim. After a Yom Tif, also we make Havdalah. Over Moitzoy Yom Kippurim. After Yom Kippur, also we make Havdalah. Over Moitzoy Shabbos L'Yom Tif. When a Moitzoy Shabbos comes out that is a Yom Tif, still we make Havdalah. Now, over Moitzoy Yom Tif L'Chol HaShemoyed, it's the end of the first Yom Tif, first day Pesach, that goes into Chol HaMoyed, also we have to make Havdalah. Avoloi B'Moitzoy Yom Tif L'Shabbos. This is the only time, no. If Friday was Yom Tif, and then comes Shabbos, So Friday night at the end of Yom Tov, you do not have to make Abdullah. Even though, let's say, Yom Tov was Thursday and Friday, and the Chura Friday night is Moitzua Yom Tov, but since it comes into Shabbos, Shabbos is so much more Kaddish, we don't have to make Abdullah. That's what the Bryce, the Tosefta says. These are the different days when we do say Abdullah. Now the Tosefta says, Harogel Oimer Harbi. Whoever's Rogel is used to saying a lot Havdolahs, Sagrashi means Shaboki Ben. If a person is a Boki, he knows all the seven Havdolahs, let him say all seven. V'sheina Rogel, someone that's not a Boki, does not know how to make Havdolahm, Oimer Achas. All he has to do is just say one Havdolah, just say Ben Kodesh L'Chol, or just say Ben O L'Choshech in between, that's enough. To do a Rashbam, Oimer Achas, Kashi L'Rabbi Lezer, the Yomel Yifchas Misholish. He says you can't say less than three. And here it says if somebody is not a book, it's enough to say just one. So the Gemara ain't a chanam, it's a machlokes tanoim. If the Gemara true tanoim, I tell you this is a machlokes tanoim. If you're allowed to say less than three Havdolahs or not. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Benon Shal Kedoshim, Oimer, that Rabbi Yochanan said that this is tanoim. That they used to Omer Achas, they used to just say one half dollar, that's all. But what's the meaning of the Orlam? What do we do? Now we say three. So Rashi says, Hochigasinim, Rashbam, Tanoihi, the Omer Rabbi Yechlin, Benon Shokadoshim, Fahainu Tanoi, Benon Shokadoshim Shutana. This Noshless Low Susi, why we called him that way. But Benon Shokadoshim, he was the son of a Kodush, which was a Tana. Then he said, what? You're allowed to say just one half dollar if you want. But v'nogu'om, what does that mean, Rashi? Tanoim, shoye b'yom of nechluku olov. The other tanoim argued on him. V'yoseh ma'am apiyem haray tanacher. This is another tanner that says you have to at least have three half dollars, like we say. Then kodesh l'choyel, b'nor l'choshev, v'n yisol amim. At least these three you have to have. So the Gemara now, man ninu b'non shokodeshim, who is this tanner that's the son of a kodesh? Rabbi Menachem Brab Simoi, that was his name, Rabbi Menachem. Via my korolei benon shal kadoshin, why was he called the son of a kadosh? Tla yestakel betzurta dezuza. He never even looked at the picture on a coin. He never looked at pictures, even the picture on the coin. Drashi Rabbi Menachem Brab Simoi, via minyan mesechta avoyde zora perka bishmoyom, are my korolei benon shal kadoshin? His mashma the Rashbam did not have the gears in our Gemara. We have it in our Gemara right here. Vaisat Rashbam didn't have the gears in our Gemara, so we have to explain it. It's another Gemara brought down in Avodah Zarah that says, why are they called B'nai Shekodeshim? Mishum lo yastaka b'tzurta d'zuza. They didn't even look at a picture on the Zuz. So it's a question, if it's talking about pictures that look like Avodah Zarah, then Pshita they didn't look. You're not allowed to look at an Avodah Zarah. So some say it wasn't really an Isser. It wasn't like a Daimah to Avodah Zarah. So it's time a mini Kodeshim not to look at these pictures. And they were Kaddish, they didn't look at them. So that's why they're called Benon Shokodoshim. So Tosis learns, our Rebbe Nachim Koy, it's going on Rebbe Nachim. The Yomar Moed Kodin Perak Vasek, he's going, Nicha Nashad Rebbe Nachim, and Rebbe Simoy, in Shtani Kol Suma, Chulag Lutzud, Betolak Kedushas Ba'ovib, Shigamov Hoya Kaddish. And that we say, really, Rebbe Nachim, he was the one that was Kaddish here. Why do we call him Benon Shokodeshim, the son of a Kaddish? Because his father was also a Kaddish. So he gave the credit to his father. But really, he himself, Rebbe Nachim, was also a Kaddish. But I call part of this is the Machlokes Tanoim. When you make Havdolah, is it enough just to say one Havdolah, then Kaddish L'chol, or do you have to at least say three Havdolahs? So the Mara Sholach Lei Rav Shmuel Bar Idi. So Chananya Achi Yomer Achas. So Rav Shmuel sent over a message to tell us that Chananya says all you have to just say is one Avdolah. So the Gemara Valesuch Sekavosi. We don't pass like him though. Like we had before, at least three or the most is seven. Omer Rav Yishur Ben Levi. Ha Mavdil, somebody makes Avdolah, Tzorech She Yomer. You have to say Mi'ein Avdolah Samuras Patera. You have to say all the different types of Havdolahs that we find in the Torah. Like Ben Kodesh L'Choyel, Ben Or L'Choshek, Ben Yisrael Amim. Any time in the Torah we see it said a Lashon of Havdolah, dividing, we have to mention that when we say Havdolah. Trashi Amurus B'Torah, who going Hanat L'Kamam, we'll soon explain which ones. Meisva, you have a kash on him, on Yabishua Ben Levi. Meisrei Seder Havdolas. What's the Seder? How do we make Havdolah? Heich Oimer, we say Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lechoyol, ben Or Lechoyshech, ben Yisroel Luamim. That's three Havdolas. Uben Yoim Hashvila Sheshe Shemei Amasa, the Chur Asfua, ben Tomei Letohor, ben Hayam Lecharova, between the water and the dry lands, ben Mayim Hol Yoinim Lemayim Hatachtoinim, ben Kahanim Lelevim, v'Yisraelim. The Chosim, and we end off, the Seder Bracious. We end off like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made the Sheshe Shemei Bracious. Some say the Yotzer Bracious. We end off that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created like the world at the beginning, not like we do. That's the way they used to make Havdolah. They ended off that Hashem created the world. So Rashbam says, Seder Havdolis. Hainu Sheva Havdolis. This is the seven different types of Havdolis that we learned before. That the most you say is seven. Afagav Dikishman, even though here we have eight. So the Rashbam, Ben Yoim HaShvi L'Sheshe Shemei Amasa Loi Choshev, the Mien Chasimhi. That's not one of the Havdolis. That's just thought that right before the Bracha, you have to have Mien the Chasimah. So we say, when you're Mashvila Sheshish, you may have Maisa. As even though we're ending off now with Maisa Bracious, this is also Mayain Maisa Bracious. That Sheshish, you may have Maisa, the 6 days that Kosh Baruch created the world. Baruch Seyde Bracious. That's the way the Nusach was. Baruch Hashem created, made the Seyde of Bracious. Shebemoitsoi Shabbos Hiskla Kosh Baruch Hu Lesada Maisa Bracious. His first, there were 6 days of creation, and then there was a Shabbos. And now Mitzvah Shabbos, that's the first time when it started over again, the Sheshes Shemei Bereishis. By all of these in the Torah, it says a Lashon Ulahavdil. Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol. Ubein HaTomi Ubein HaTor. Vayavdil Ulekim Bein Oro Bein HaChoshech. Vayavdil Bein HaMayim. Vigoymer. All these things it says in the Torah, Ahavdolah. Vayavdil Eschem and Amim, it says. Aval Ahavdolah the Shabbos Lekzivim. That we say Ben Yom Shri Lameshesh Shemei Maisa, that's Mayain Chasim Chashiva. For that you don't need Havdol in the Torah. For Lab Minyonu, that's not one part of the minions. Vaidalay Choshav Lelepsoif Mishum Lagabi Sholosh Ketonilo. The Chiloyovid El Sholosh Havdolis Komulav Asam Chasima. But it's not one of the actual Chasimas. For the Gemara Kasha now. Not Kasha. Vaidal Reb Yosef Reb Yehudu Oimer Chosim Mekadis Yisrael. How do you end off Havdolah? You say Mekadesh Yisrael. This was the Nusach of the Seder Havdolahs. Now the Kasher is, V'yim Isa, if you hold like you want to say Yeshua ben Levi, that Havdolah, you only have to say the Havdolahs that say in the Torah. You have to find someplace in the Torah that it said a Lashon of Havdolah, dividing, then you can say that in this Havdolahs. So the question is, Hodein Hayom L'Charov L'Ksiva Be'Havdolah. In the Torah, it never says a Havdolosh and Havdolah Hashem separated between the Yam, the waters, and the Charovah. It doesn't say such a Loshon like that. So how come we say that in the Havdolah? So Gemara answers Einachnami. Sami Mikan, take out this one. Bein Hayom L'Charovah. That doesn't belong here. We don't say that during Havdolah. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Bein Yoim HaShvi L'Sheshe Shemei HaMasa Nami Mi'ein Chasimhu. This also should not be included in the seven Havdolahs. Because we say this, because this has to be Mayim, Zechsima, something like the last bracha we're going to say. So for the Gemara, B'zoi Botza Chodor, you only have six then. We only had seven with the Yam and the Harova. We're taking that out, so we're only left with a regular six. So how do you have the seven Havdolahs? For Lekha Sheva. Have the Gemara, Amri, Kahanim, Leviim, V'Yisraelim, Shrei Milaninu. I tell you, the Havdolah between a Kohen and a Levi, that's one Havdolah. And there's another Havdolah between a Levi and a Yisrael. So these are two separate Havdolahs. Therefore we have seven. So tomorrow, they Leviim L'Yisraelim, not that there's a Havdolah, or even a Lashon in Tanakh, or in the Chumash, between the Levi and Yisrael, there's still the Pasuk says, V'Eisahi, Hivdil Hashem Meshevet HaLevi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Shevet Levi from the rest of Klal Yisrael. So we see it's Lashon Hivdil Hashem separated Shevet Levi from Klal Yisrael. What about Bein HaKohanim L'Leviim? Where do we see in the Psukim that is called the Lashon Havdolah separation between a Kohen and a Levi? The Asir, the Pasuk, the Divrei Hayamim says, Bnei Amram was Aaron u'Moshe. Then it says, Vayibodel Aaron l'Hakdishoi Kodesh Kedoshim. That Aaron, he was the Kohen, he was separated from the rest of the Leviim. So we see this called a separate Havdolah between a Levi and a Kohen. That's why you have the seven Havdolahs. So Rashi says, Ben Kanum Vikhanim Vlavim Yisraelim Kasinim. So tomorrow, Chosim, yeah. Michta Mai Chosim,
How do we make the chesima? How do we end off the avdolah? Is Rav Omar Mekadesh Yisrael. You say Mekadesh Yisrael. So it's Rashbam. What does it mean, Mekadesh Yisrael? Mikol Olamai. From the whole world, Hashem made holy Klal Yisrael. She Yotzar. From the whole world that Hashem created, Lekidesh Elo Yisrael. That's why it's possible on the Tzoy Shabbos. It's also has to do with Kedusha, that we're making Havdalah. We're making Havdalah separation. That Hashem chose Klal Yisrael from the rest of the world. Shmuel says, how do we end off? Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lechol. The way we do, Shmuel says, Hamavdo ben Kodesh Lechol. Now the question is, where does Shmuel get a shita from? Before we had a whole bunch of Tanoim, everybody says you end off something else. They said, Mais de Bereshis, Say de Bereshis, Kaddish Yisrael. Where does Shmuel get to say, the right to say, a new Shita, Hamavdu B'Kaddish Lechel? So Rashbam explains that Shmuel Lama Mavdu B'Kaddish Lechel. Rashbam says, Shmuel Lo Yisrael Lech Lechol Hanach Tanoi. Shmuel does not hold like any of the Tanoim we had before. El Karabon and Yisrael Lech, he holds like the Rabbonin of Mesech Techulin. That Nan Meser Perkama Techulin, Ka Beyomtev Shechal Liath B'Motsoy Shabbos. There it's a machlokes when a when Yom Tov comes out on Motzei Shabbos. Ketzed Mavdil, how do we make Havdalah then? So one man the Yomer says we say Ben Kodesh Lechol. That's one man the Yomer. For Aminu be Gemara, Heichi Yomel, how could you say Lach Brachom? Heichi Yomel, how do we say the Brachom? Ben Kodesh Lechodesh. That's what we say. And Amar Rav Yehuda bechasima. Heich bechasima, you have to say Ben Kodesh Lechodesh. Rav Shisha Bred Rav Yehuda Yomer. You say it at the beginning. And the other Gemara says, V'lechilchos HaKavosein, Elik Rav Yehuda. The Gemara there in Chulin says, we hold like Rav Yehuda. That what the Chasimah is, Omida Hosam, V'moitsoi Shabbos L'yomtiv, Chasmina and Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. By a regular, by a yomtiv that comes out of Moitsoi Shabbos, the Gemara there comes out, what's the last Brachom? We say, Brachot to Hashem HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. So Yef Rashbam says, if you do that on a Yom Tov, that's Motzoi Shabbos, Hocha b'Motzoi Shabbos L'Chol, or is there in a regular Motzoi Shabbos, that the next day is Chol, Chasmina and Ben Kodesh L'Chol, it's a Svar, which should also make the same type of a Brocha, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol, just like when Motzoi Shabbos is Yom Tov, you say Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, you talk about the Kedushas, who are then on a regular Motzoi Shabbos, also talk about the Kedushas, and say you be Mavdu now, Ben Kedusha L'Chol, Ben Kodesh L'Chol. That's where Shpam learns. That's Pshat Shmuel. He learned Tamil Hoch. If you're not going to say like this, Shmuel the Yomer Kaman. How could Shmuel Shmuel go like? Like Shmuel can't say a new Shita against all the Tanoim he had. The Yanan Heche Kamin Kavosik Kamon. And we paskin like Shmuel. So be a bit modern. How can we paskin like a Yochid connected all the Tanoim? Therefore, Rashbam says it's not shver. Shmuel goes like the Chachamim in the Masechta Chulin that hold that when Motzoi Shabbos is a Yomtiv. The nusach of the Abdullah is Hamakamavdu ben Kodesh leKodesh. Therefore, when it comes out to be in a Chayom, we say Hamavdu ben Kodesh leChayom. That's what Shmuel said. So the moral Layit Olei Abaya V'Yitemir Rav Yosef Ahod the Rav. He see argued on Rav that Rav says Rabbi Mekadesh Yisrael. He was like he cursed it. He didn't like that. He didn't like to say Mekadesh Yisrael. So the moral Tono Mishmed Rav Yishua ben Chananya. Kol ha'choisim mekadesh Yisrael, v'hamavdu ben kodesh lechol is marich lo yomu b'shnoisav. He holds it's a very good thing to do. Do like Rav and Shmuel together. Make the chesim at the end of Avdolah. Make both brachas like brachat Hashem mekadesh Yisrael v'hamavdu ben kodesh lechol. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Chananya held. Do like both Rav and Shmuel, and that's a good thing to have a long life. And the Gemara says, though, you should know, but we don't paskin like that. You can't do two brachas.